Every hour you check.
Real time.
Oh, in India, what time? So, what time is it? 11
o'clock.
Dos. Dos. Then I want to see Raj Yatra. Raj Yatra done yesterday. Yes, sir, done Raj Yatra.
Cow.
Hai to na pahunche nahi.
But it will be on YouTube.
It will be recorded.
Yes, sir. See. Check up. If then. What is law?
Ishvare tadadineshu banisheshu dvichatpucha prema maitri kripopeksha yakaroti samadhyama.
Ishvare tadadineshu banisheshu dvichatpucha prema maitri kripopeksha yakaroti samadhyama.
Ishvare tadadineshu banisheshu dvichatpucha prema maitri kripopeksha yakaroti samadhyama.
Yo.
What is your slogan?
Dukeshu anubhinga manaha dukeshu vigatasya sita vitara gavaya krodha sita vir muniroche.
Very good.
Close eyes.
Dukeshu anubhinga manaha dukeshu vigatasya sita vir muniroche.
Very good. What is the meaning?
Who is not disturbed. The mind is not disturbed by the three types of misery, and who is not disturbed by the pleasure, and is not disturbed by the raga, attachment, baya, fear, and
anger.
Anger. Then it's called muni.
One person who is not disturbed by the three types of misery, who is not disturbed by anger, fear, and
happiness, and pleasure,
who the mind is controlled, he can perform bhajan and para, so it's called the moon.
Not complete. You forgot
happiness. If suffering comes... If suffering comes to you, do you feel suffering?
No.
No?
For you? Me, yes.
If I will give a slap,
big
what?
Slap. Then happiness comes.
Myself, not any other. Your sister will give you two slaps.
And you're very angry.
And then what, you will be angry?
Yes.
Oh, that is the
very angry.
Yo. We should not be angry. Understand, Vishnu? Do you like happiness?
Yes.
To be happy?
Yes.
You? Do you want to be happy?
Yes.
Why not your father, mother, everyone? I don't. Only you should pray bhakti. What happiness and what unhappiness, suffering has to come, automatically in round they will come, whether you want or not. So don't bother for this. Do you want to die?
No.
But death one day comes. Do you want to be old? But you'll have to be old. So don't fear for this. Always chanting Hari name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is the meaning?
Sri Havir is saying to King Nimi, the qualifications or the qualities of Madhyamadhika. Someone who has reached the level of Madhyam will behave in different ways to different people. To the Supreme Lord, he will have prem, but here prem does not mean the late stage of prem, but it refers to Uttama Bhakti. To Vaishnavas who are practicing sadhana, he will make a friendship with them. To common people who don't know so much about bhakti, he will show mercy. And to those who are envious, he will avoid them or neglect them. And in this way, he behaves differently to different, gives respect in different ways according to the person he is with.
So this is the definition of a Madhyamadhikari Vaishnav. Means that he offers, he has relationships with different Vaishnavas according to their qualification. With the Supreme Lord and with the Uttamadhikari Vaishnav, then he has prem for them.
Really, Madhyamadhikari has prem or not?
He doesn't have prem, but this prem means like love and he has affection and respect. Yes. For Ishwar and for Uttamadhikari Vaishnav. So those...
That prem means he's practicing and he has come at the stage of Ruchi Asakti.
Srila Vishnachur Thakur has told, if prem will be there, then Uttamadhikari.
Mm.
Not possible. Here prem means Asakti.
Yes. Either Ruchi or Asakti. Okay.
So for other devotees who are on a similar platform to him, he makes friendship with them, Maitri. For those who are ignorant or innocent and on a lower platform than himself, he gives them mercy. And for those who are envious or disrespectful to the Lord, then he gives upeksha, neglect.
Here, Havi is telling Maharaj Nini the qualities of a Madhyam Adhikari Vaishnava. And so he's explaining that the Madhyam Adhikari Vaishnava will behave differently towards different qualities of personalities. So towards Ishwar, then the Madhyam Adhikari will have prem, which means asakti or ruchi. And towards those who are his devotees, then he will have friendship. To those who are innocent and don't know, like child, then he will have kripa, mercy. And to those who are envious or hateful, then he will have neglect. He will neglect those people.
This verse is describing the qualities of Madhyama Bhagava, and he can discriminate to whom he's speaking, and so he's acting accordingly. So first, he has affection for Lord Shri Krishna. Then he has a friendship for the Bhakta of Krishna. And then he shows his mercy to the people that don't know much about Krishna and Bhakti, but he is inimical to those who are opposite to Bhakti or Ishvara.
So here, Sri Kavi is describing to Nini about the intermediate or Madhyam Vaishnav. And the Madhyam Vaishnav relates according to different levels of realization to different people. In regard to Ishvara or Krishna and his pure Uttam Vaishnav, he has respect, he serves them, and he has ruchi and sakti towards them. Then to the second, to the same level of devotees, he develops friendship and he avoids non-association with non-devotees. And then on those who are more innocent and on a lower level of bhakti, he shows mercy. And to those who are inimical towards Shri Krishna or his devotees, he shows disrespect or he avoids them and neglects them. So in this way, different stages. He relates with different stages of people, but he has respect for all.
Yes, this verse is describing the main characteristics of Madhyama Adhikara Bhakta, the medium level the medium bhakta. So he has affection for the Lord and for the Uttama Mahabhagavata devotees who serve the Lord. Then he develops friendship with those bhaktas who serve the Lord and has the same like-minded, you know, affection for the Lord. And he is very merciful and preaching and give help to those who are innocent people. And then he is quite neglecting or indifferent to those who are against the Lord or who are atheists or they don't serve the Lord or they don't like devotees.
You?
Yesterday we heard the definition of Uttama, Vaishnava. Today we are hearing from our Vaishnavas the definition of Madhyama Vaishnava. So Madhyama Vaishnava, he serves in different ways. With so much attachment and ruchi, he gives all his service to the perfect, pure Vaishnava, Sri Guru, and also to Sri Krishna.
First, what is duty with Ishwar?
Yes. To serve with attachment and ruchi, yeah. Same to Bhagavad Bhakta, yeah. Service with ruchi and attachment, yeah, ashakti. And to those who are on same level, he develops friendships and he serves, like the Dati Pratigrina.
Okay. You should clearly tell.
Yeah.
That to Ishwar or Shakti,
yes,
or Rushi. There are three different kinds of Vaishnava.
Uh-huh. Uttam.
Uttam, Madhyam, uh-huh, and Kanishk. To Uttam, same like Seva.
Yes.
Friendship, but friendship will be with Seva.
With Seva.
And Madhyam.
Friendship. Yeah.
With
seva also. Yeah.
Now, ওখানে মৈত্রী বলেছে মৈত্রী তিন প্রকার সেবাযুক্ত মৈত্রী মৈত্রীযুক্ত মৈত্রী কৃপাযুক্ত মৈত্রী
यहां पर মৈত্রীযুক্ত মৈত্রী and
the principle three types
kanishta
with compassion
mercy
and mercy helping
with
them
to whom mercy
to those who are less and who are innocent and neglect to those who are envious of Vaishnavas.
Those who are not bhakti but
yeah,
sadhalu general to general people, oh, they will be merciful. Very good. Now,
and Gurudev, those who are dressed as Vaishnava but they are envious of Vaishnava,
have to neglect.
We have to neglect.
Yes. Anyhow,
no.
If they are neglecting Guru and Vaishnava,
yeah,
they should be neglected. Then third.
Archaya me bharaye pujangya saddhaye saddhaye hati.
Not sat bhukte su.
Sanne su sa bhakta prakita smita.
Very good.
Udhar ki jatasvai dhruva mittu. Jatasvai dhruva mittu dhruvam janva mitta satya. Tasmat aparihaya arthi nasajitu marhasi. Jatasvai dhruva mittu. Now who is taken by the must die. Day
after
tomorrow.
We will have to go. Day after tomorrow?
Yeah.
Days
we'll
are coming.
Same day or we'll stay more?
Same day. Same time.
Anyhow,
tomorrow,
about 16 days.
Today a little better. Yesterday rain and cold, but today some sunshine.
Not so cold.
Yeah.
Sun coming.
Today better.
Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bolo.
Any special?
Was the yatra yesterday? Did you say something?
Yeah, yesterday. Very little.
Thank you.